predominantly rational development of the Western world. And the third thing is we aim to redeem. We're looking to redeem and to redefine what the true power and role of singing and sound truly is, what it can be in helping us to realize our true nature. So we're going to look at healing the divide, if you like, between silence, speech, and song. Those are the three realms, if you like, that have tended to go off on their own tracks. And the naked voice has a very magical way of interweaving them all together, so that our everyday lives, whether we're speaking or singing, can. Now, whereas I had to travel all around the world and back to discover this understanding, you don't need to go anywhere to realize that right here in your own body are all the tools you need to realize your supreme nature through the vibration, resonance, and energy of your own naked voice and sound. In this first session, we're going to be focusing on creating a foundation of deep and compassionate listening through an understanding of something called the witness consciousness. The witness consciousness is not something we're born with. It's a faculty of attention which can be learnt, and it is the capacity to observe oneself and another without judging. Now, we live in a culture that is very judging based, so the witness consciousness is definitely called for in our time. And sound and singing is a wonderful way to teach us how to strengthen this faculty of attention. Why is that? Well, sound takes us really to the heart of ourselves straight away. It brings us into presence very fast in a way that speaking or the rational mind doesn't. In the second session, we're going to be opening up our awareness of three major realms of vocal expression: the instinctual realm, located in the belly, the intuitive realm, located in the heart, and the insightful realm, located in the third eye. And this process of vocal expression will access through what we call the seven sounds of love. So in the second session, if you like, we're going to learn to fall in love with our own voice and sound. But first of all, let's just really look at how we can build a strong, deep, unconditional listening inside ourselves that will support and bring